Okay, I've got a question here from Sister Khadija, and as we're coming to Ramadan, I think it's a very poignant question. She's asking about the best deed in Ramadan. That's her question. We've come to Ramadan now, Sheikh, and we've entered it. But what's the deed that we should attain for? What's the thing that we should be looking for and trying to catch?
We did discuss this in details in the special issue on Friday, but briefly, this is a month which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened all the doors of goodness and righteousness. There is the Umrah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that performing Umrah in Ramadan is similar to performing Hajj with me, with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is giving iftar to a fasting person or persons, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, man fattara sa'iman, whoever gives an iftar, food for a fasting person to break his fast with, he will get a reward similar to his without diminishing the reward of any of them. And of course, best of all is besides fasting and controlling your tongue. If you manage during this month to train yourself, to restrain yourself from just speaking whenever you want to say, and control your tongue, you are successful indeed. You will definitely be the best graduate of this school the month of Ramadan. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. One who does not give up saying falsehood or acting falsehood, then Allah is not interested in his fasting. He's not interested in him starving and experiencing thirst, because Allah doesn't want you just to experience hunger and thirst. He wants you to improve your manners. He wants you to train yourself and discipline yourself through the Quran, through abstaining from lawful acts initially, such as eating and drinking and having a relationship with your spouse. Dhikrullah Azza wa Jal, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much. As far as the Quran, which is the month of Ramadan, is the month of the Quran. Once again, I remind myself and I remind all the viewers, make a special effort to finish the Quran several times. We began tonight, we prayed Taraweeh the first night tonight. The Imam get to recite a whole juz, the first juz. So if you maintain the Taraweeh on every single night behind an Imam who's reading one para, that means you get to finish the Quran once during this month. Then as we said before, and we suggested, you pray Fajr and Jama'ah, then you said you make your adhkar, the morning supplications, and you stay for 35 to 40 minutes, you get to recite another para. So this is minimum, twice you get to finish the Quran during the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a wonderful opportunity to reconcile with your friends, with your brothers, with your family members, especially your kinship. So try to uphold the ties of your kinship. As of today, give them phone calls, pay them visits, exchange gifts. And even if they were at fault, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the best of them is the one who starts with a greeting as a means for reconciliation. So there are a lot of doors of goodness are opened in this month. As the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whenever Ramadan comes, Futihat Abwab al-Jannah, all the doors of heaven will be open wide. And all the doors of fire will be locked, and Satan's will be chained.
Exactly.